We must remember that our experience alone is not sufficient. Our experience must be in agreement with and interpreted by the Word of God. Romans 8:16 reads, "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." That statement underscores a basic Bible truth. You can be saved and know it with assurance. There are two great testimonies which are given to the believer in Christ by which he can have assurance. First, there is the witness in his own human spirit that he is a new creature in Christ Jesus. And second, there is the witness of the Holy Spirit of God, which agrees with the witness of his human spirit and confirms his assurance of salvation. Paul wrote Romans chapter 8 under divine inspiration to give assurance to those who trust Jesus. He could have said in the words of the Apostle John, "These things have I written to you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." Thank God for the blessing of assurance of salvation in Christ. Consider first the blessing. We are the children of God. That statement is profound almost beyond our understanding. Consider it as I stress the different words. We are the children of God. 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 See, it's almost too good to be true, isn't it? And yet, it is real. When Paul wrote that we are the children of God, he used a word which emphasizes the fact of our being true, genuine children who have been begotten by virtue of the divine promise. The idea is genuine posterity, true offspring. Those who are children are to be considered as true and genuine members of the divine family. He leaves no room for doubt or denial. Christians are children of God. But who is a child of God? All of those who are animated by the Spirit of God are the children of God. Now, does that include you? How does one become one of God's children? John chapter 1, verses 11 to 13 gives this answer. "Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." Children of God are those who have received Jesus and have been born of God. But how does one do that? Well, Galatians 3:26 gives this explanation. "You are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." So it is by faith, by trusting Jesus Christ alone as personal Savior, that one becomes a child of God. There are no exceptions to that rule. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Now that is the way each one who is saved becomes a child of God. When does one become one of God's children? Is it in this world or the next? Is it a present experience or a future blessing? Is it a present reality or a future hope? Well, 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2 says, "Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." Now notice the statement. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. When are we the sons of God? We're the sons of God right now, at this very minute. And we became such the moment we received Jesus Christ as personal Savior. Salvation and sonship is not a pie in the sky by. It's a present reality, a present possession. The Bible teaches a present tense salvation, praise the Lord. Look then at the witness. Our spirit, meaning our human spirit, bears witness that we are the children of God. Now consider how that witness is born. I read in the Bible that God forgives those who turns from their sins in repentance and places their full trust, their faith in Jesus Christ alone. I remember I did that when a child of 11 years of age. I remember the sense of relief I felt when the Lord forgave my sin. I remembered how I wanted to confess my faith in Him in the ordinance of water baptism. I remember how I wanted to know more about Him, follow and obey Him, and serve Him in whatever way I could. There was a definite and noticeable change which came in me after that encounter with God. The Holy Scripture says that when a person is in Christ, he becomes a new creature, for whom old things are passed away and all things become new. Well, I realized that had happened to me. I was not the same person I was. My interests and actions and motivations had changed. I surveyed all of that and concluded that this must be what the Bible meant when it speaks of a person being saved and becoming a child of God. That was my spirit bearing witness that I was a child of God. So I told my family, told the church my family attended, follow the Lord in the beautiful rite of baptism in water, and was henceforth declared to be a Christian, a child of God through Jesus Christ. I have spoken with many, many Christians along the way, and the vast majority of them have a testimony and an experience very similar to mine. But we must remember that personal experience alone is not sufficient, that our experience must be in agreement with and interpreted by the Word of God. But I, along with multitudes of other believers, have assurance because our human spirit, informed by the Holy Scripture, bears witness that we are the children of God. But then the ultimate assurance. The Holy Spirit joins witness with our human spirit to give absolute assurance that we are God's dear children through Jesus Christ. That's the teaching of our text. The Spirit of God endorses and assures our inward spirit, testifying in the depths of our hearts that we are the children of God. Well, might we join in the words of that great Christian hymn, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long." Yes, the Holy Spirit's witness is God's answer to our cry. We cry out, "Abba, Father," and He replies, "Yes, my child." We call, "My Father," and He responds, "My child." The term witness means to testify, to bear witness together with another, to be in support of another, to bear joint witness with some other person, and that's what the Holy Spirit does. He bears witness with our spirit, not just to our spirit. His presence and work in us is proof that He indwells and that we are in very truth the born-again children of God. By the aid of the Holy Spirit, we have child consciousness of God as Father, and God has Father consciousness of us as children. Blessed assurance indeed. Father, thank You for the direct testimony of the Holy Spirit upon which rests our conviction and assurance of salvation. Thank You for His indwelling presence and ministry of comfort, reproof, empowering, leading, interceding, and all those other blessed ministries by which the things of God are made real to us and we are made acceptable before God. Give us grace to so live that we will not grieve the blessed Spirit, but may follow willingly His leading, that we may walk in the way of service and thus glorify Your name. For Jesus' sake, amen.